Welcome back to another episode of Laugh While You Scream. I am your host, Robin Bagayoko. And today we are discussing the movie Midsommar. Are we ready?
Are we ready to get into it?
I'm just kidding. You know I gotta give you the rundown. So what is today? Okay, so the release date for this is 3/17. So we're still Pisces, right? I keep saying happy birthday to y'all. So still happy birthday to the Pisces out there. It has been a wonderful, wonderful month so far. I have a brand new baby. I had a brand new baby at the beginning of the year, and it's been something, you know, but I'm really happy to be a mom to both my kids, because I also have a kid that's 9. It's a trial, you guys. But it's been a wonderful year so far. So basically, let me start by saying that Laugh While You Scream, initially I plan to do this every week. It's a weekly upload type of thing. But I have started a new podcast, which is True Crime, because I'm more passionate about true crime. I love horror movies and I love to do this, but true crime is absolutely my true passion. Like, I love it so much. So I decided, let me dip my foot into that situation and see, you know, what true crime is talking about. Let me just see, you know, because I love it so much, and I will still listen to everybody on podcasts on, you know, that I already listen to. But I just want to be a part of that. You know, I want to be a part of that. I wanted to have my own channel for true crime, and therefore that's what I'm doing now. So, yep, I will have a new podcast, which will be, drum roll, the name of it is End Time Crime. So if you are listening to this podcast, please jump your ass over there and check out End Time Crime. Okay, it's going. It's gonna be going as of Sunday. So today is Saturday. Tomorrow will be the first episode. The intro's up to give you like a brief introduction to it, and it'll go from there. Okay, but here we are for Laugh While You Scream, which will now be a monthly upload, once a month. Okay, so still come back and check. I just can't run. One monkey can't run the show. You know what I'm saying? I just can't do two things. So that's why that's what's happening with that. So like I said, today we're talking about Midsommar. So, you know, I'm going to do my huge, where I tell you guys a little bit about, you know, the breakdown of the character, the cast, you know, the huge. So Midsommar is a horror mystery with a 2-hour and 28-minute runtime. It came out in 2019 and it was rated R. 2 hours and 26 minutes. Goddamn, that's a long time. I have to say that is a long time. 2 hours, 28. Okay, cool beans. And our cast is basically, I'm going to say we have 7 important cast members. We have Florence Pugh as Danny, Archie Madekwe as Simon, Will Powler as Mark, Jack Raynor as Christian, Isabel Grill as Maja, William Jackson Harper as Josh, Dylan Blumglen as Pele. Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing their names. I do apologize. Okay, so you can always check it out. Places to watch are Max, YouTube, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Fandango, At Home, Google Play, Apple TV, YouTube TV, and Sling TV. For the free 99. Some of them you do have to pay. Like the Fandango Google Play and Apple TV, you got to pay on those. But everything else by the subscription, it is for the free 99. Okay. Also, you know, I always got to jump into the IMDb ratings, which this one has a 7.1 IMDb. So, you know, it's pretty good. And the Rotten Tomato is 83%. So, like I said, it's pretty amazing. Audience, though, our audience decided to rate it 2.9 out of 5 stars. So, audience apparently did not like it as much as, I guess, the critics or who really gave it this kind of score. So, yeah, I mean, Midsommar is something. It's very disturbing. But, yeah, you should check it out. Either way, still check it out. And like I said, you ain't got to check it out to listen to me, because I'm going to give you the whole breakdown. I'm going to spoil it anyway. But if you see it, then you'll kind of flow better with my breakdown. So that's why I always suggest see it first. Okay, so are we ready to get into it? Everybody ready? You got your popcorn? You got your drink? Okay, cool. Let's go. So we start out where we see this creepy ass picture, and we hear a lady that's like singing some somber ass song. I don't even damn know. It's just somber as hell, and we're looking at like wintry ass trees. It's just showing like a very winter cold setting. And then we hear a phone ringing, and we see the city that the phone's in, then the neighborhood, then the house, then the actual room that the phone is in. Apparently, Danny's calling her parents, and they both knocked out. They are sleeping, and she's like, well, I got an email from her sister, Tammy, and she's like, the email was kind of crazy, so she's like, can y'all just call me back, because, yeah, let me know what's up, because that bitch sent me that email, and that shit got me wondering what's going on. So the email says, I can't anymore. Mom and dad are coming to, everything is black. Mom and dad are coming to, goodbye. Which, bitch, what? Yeah, okay. Okay, so then she gets on the phone and she calls her boyfriend, who, just from a little conversation that they had on the phone, you can tell he's just, sound like he's kind of over the relationship a little bit, you know, because he's like, well, she's talking about her sister, and he's like, you know how your sister is, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, are we going to hang out? And he's like, oh, were we planning to hang out? You know, just you kind of tell that he's just, ugh, whatever. So that happened, and then she talked to her friend, and basically her friend's like, girl, y'all ain't meant to be. Just let that shit go. Like, why are you talking to this man? Like, it sounds like he don't even want to be with you, bitch. And she's like, but I'm the one who's always like having all the issues and blah 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 blah. And she's like, girl, bye. Like, just let that boy go. Like, come on now. So then after that little scene, we see her send her sister back an email like, bitch, that's fucked up, are you gonna send me that bullshit? And then she took a medication for anxiety. And then we see Danny's boyfriend Christian hanging out with his other friends, like at a little lounge restaurant, whatever the hell. Okay, so like I said, they are at like a dinner or lunch, whatever the hell. And the friend Mark, he's like, but come on, just drop this girl. You can tell she getting on your nerves. Like, come on, why are you even still with her? She got too much going on. Let that bitch go. Let that shit go. And he's like, no, she, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you can tell that he kind of do want to let her go, Christian. So then, you know, they're just talking. And Mark is like, oh, there's other bitches that you could be getting with and you could be having sex and blah, blah, blah. You know, Mark is obviously the asshole of the friends. So then the phone starts ringing and it is Danny calling Christian again. And he picks up and all you can hear is, she's sounding like very, like she's crying really loud. Like she's like, no, 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 no. Like she's not saying anything. She's just saying, you know, like apparently something tragic has just happened. And then it cuts to the next scene where we're seeing firefighters at her house. They're cutting, like they're taking like some tape or something off of a tube off of the car muffler, because apparently her sister had put a tube on the mufflers, turned on the cars, and put tube around her mouth and put it in the parents' room, which is, what's that again? So basically carbon monoxide poisoning. So she put the tube around her mouth, like I said, and she had put it in the parents' room. So just like she said in the email, she killed herself and she took the parents with her. So they were sleeping. So they didn't even know that she did that. So they just kind of went out in their sleep. Yeah, good times. So then we see Christian walking to Danny's apartment or house or whatever the hell. And we can hear her wailing from the outside. Like, oh, she going through it, y'all. She just lost her mom, her dad, and her sister. She basically, like, her whole immediate family. So she is going through it. So then we see Danny laying down, and then Christian comes in, and he's like, well, how you doing? How you feeling? You know? And she's like, I'm all right, or whatever. So he looks at her, and then he's like, okay, I'm about to head out to this little party, this little get-together for about 45 minutes. And she's like, oh, okay, I'm going to come with you. And he's like, no, just lay it on down, girl. You just been through a whole lot. Just lay it on down. And she's like, no, I'm coming. So she went and they were talking, like, you know, it's the same friend group that he had at the restaurant bar, whatever the hell. And they were talking about going to Sweden because Josh, one of the friends, Josh, he is planning to do his thesis about Midsommar, which is a festival or some kind of celebration that they have there. And Pele, who was another friend, like in his hometown or his home village, whatever, in Sweden. So that's what they were talking about. And so he's talking about, well, I'm thinking about going, but I don't know. We just tossing it around right now. Everybody just tossing it around. And she looking like, oh, okay, all right, well, okay, I'm fine. Okay, so they got home after the party, and, you know, Danny's like, oh, so what's up with the Sweden? Like, are you going? Blah, blah, blah. So then Christian's like, yeah, you know, I kind of did buy a ticket, like, yesterday. And she's like, but you ain't told me nothing, bitch. And he's like, I literally just got my ticket, like, yesterday. Like, I literally just got it. And she's like, but we never had a conversation about it. We never talked about it, blah, blah, blah. You can just tell that. Like I said, Christian is a fucking asshole. Like, he's such a bitch. Like, girl, leave that fuck boy. But anyway, so, you know, he's like, I just got it and it's no big deal. I'm just going there. You know, I don't want to argue. And she's like, I'm not trying to argue. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to just go. You're getting on my nerves. I'm going to go. And she's like, no, just stay. I just want to talk to you. And he's like, no, I'm going to break out. I'm good. I'm going to break out. So then on the next scene, we see that the friends are gathering again at somebody's apartment. I think it's Pele's apartment. And they're talking. And then Danny runs Christian to say that she's coming up. So apparently she is on her way to the apartment, inside the apartment. So Christian tells them, you know, by the way, I invited Danny. So when she come up in here, y'all just pretend like y'all already knew that. And y'all told me to do it. Okay. So that just show y'all how this nigga is. Woo. So anyway, so they were like, okay. So then she came in or whatever, and she's like, yeah, Sweden. They're like, yeah, Sweden, right? How are you coming? And she was like, yeah, I guess I'm going to come. I'm going to come. So then Mark, of course, the asshole, he's like, Christian, let me holler at you for a second. And so they walk out the room, and then it's just Pele, Josh, and Danny, and then Josh is just sitting there reading something or whatever. So then he decides to excuse himself because he's like, I feel awkward. So then Danny's sitting there talking to Pele, and, you know, he's just telling her about Sweden, like telling her about the community or whatever, and talking about how it's just going to be a little bit silly. It's, you know, it's just a little tradition type of thing, and blah, 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 blah. It's going to be great. So Pele is showing her pictures from, like, the festival or whatever, and, you know, she's looking at the girls or whatever, how they're dressed. They're dressed kind of, it's kind of Amish, like, I don't know how to describe it, but they're wearing, like, these white dresses. It's just, yeah, watch a movie. Look at the, just look, watch the movie, okay? And then there's a girl that has, like, a whole bunch of flowers on her head, and she's like, so what, what's up with this? What's up with this one? And he's like, oh, that's the May Queen. And then he kind of looks at her. Hint, hint, he looks at her. And he's like, so happy that you're coming. So did y'all get the hint? Did y'all write it down? All right, there will be a test. There will be a quiz. All right, cool beats. So then Pele also says, you know what? I also did forget to tell you that I'm sorry about what happened to your parents. I lost my parents too. And then once he says that, you can see that Danny starts to break back down. She's breaking down. She's like, bitch, why would you even say that? And then, you know, she kind of walks off. She's like, I gotta get up. I gotta go to the bathroom. So she gets up and she goes to the restroom. And once she opens the door and closes the door, she's in the restroom of the plane. So they are now in flight to Sweden. So then we see a car, like they are in a rental car, and they are driving. It takes about 4 hours to get to the little community village, whatever the hell. And once they arrive to this, it's like an open field. It's very green. It looks very, you know, very bright. It's very bright, very springy, you know what I'm saying? So there are a couple of people outside hanging on the grass. And so everybody gets out of the car. He's like, Pele's like, oh, this is the first stop. And then he's introducing his friends to everybody. And then a guy calls him in his native language, you know, whatever, to greet him or whatever. Turns out it's his brother, best friend, whatever. So then the brother, best friend, whatever, he tells him that, you know, everybody has been taking these, I don't know what it is, mushrooms, something, get high. And he's like, everybody already took it. So here you go. You guys can go ahead and take it and join in. So Danny's like, you know what? No, give me a minute. I gotta figure out my life first. So before I take it, I don't just want to take shit all willy nilly. I gotta get my mind right. So Christian's like, are you sure? I'm gonna wait on you then. And then he tells his friends, like, okay, y'all go ahead, because Danny is not ready yet, and I'm gonna wait on her. So then they are looking like, that's gonna be kind of crazy, because we all trying to go together. Basically trips. What is it? Everybody feels it at the same time, is what he's trying to say. So that was Mark. That was like, we gonna be separate, and that's not what we're trying to do. So then Danny is like, you know what? Fuck it. I will go ahead. Just go ahead. I'll do it. I'll do it now. And then Mark is like, are you sure? And she's like, bitch, yes, because you the one that's, I'm gonna punch in your fucking face. Yes, I'm ready now, bitch. Come on, give it to me. So they all take it, and now they're hanging out on the grass. It's bright as hell. Like I said, the place is bright. It's just freaking bright. And Mark is like, what time is it? So Christian's like, it's 9 o'clock. And he's like, at night? Like, nighttime? Like 9 p.m.? Are you sure? Like, that's not okay. Like, it's bright as fuck outside. Like, make it make sense. Like, basically, he's just freaking out. He's like, no, I don't think that's cool. That's not cool. It's supposed to be dark. How is it bright? At night. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Losing his fucking mind. But anyway. So, they're getting high or whatever. So then Danny looks at her hand and looks like grass is growing out of it. So then she's, you know, flowing, going with the flow, the trees and the breeze. And then she just knocks out of it. And then, of course, she starts to have like a panic episode. And she's like, no, let me calm down. She sees a group of people and she think they're laughing at her, like they're kikiing at her. And it's like, girl, no, you just, everybody's high. Everybody's laughing because they high. And then Ella's brother's like, you good, or, you know, you whatever. Anyway, she decides to go to the bathroom. And once she cuts on the light in the bathroom, it looks like she saw her sister. So then she starts to freak out, and she runs out the bathroom, and she's just running in the woods. Wherever the hell she going, she running in the woods. Next, we see like a vision or whatever of her mom and her dad in bed and her sister laying next to them looking at her. And then we hear Christian's voice. Eastern will wake her up because apparently she just passed out on the grass. So they arrive at the little community and everybody's wearing white. And Pele's introducing them to everybody, like, welcome, welcome. You know, this is it. This is where, you know, these are my people right here. These are my peeps. So he's just, like I said, walking them around. And then they go to, like, a gathering. There's a quick gathering that everybody's being called to where this old lady's up there talking. And she's like, this is the whatever, you know, this is the festival and we're having the brightest, best summer ever, and you know, it's basically like they're gonna have a 9-day feast, and she's like, you know, let the 9-day feast begin, you know, let the festival begin. Like I said, everybody's wearing this white color dresses, and you know, yeah. Then we see this child doing a drawing, and the child looks like they have very messed up facial disorder that has their like face really, you seen The Hills Have Eyes? Yeah, like one of them. So yeah, and that's Robin. And yeah, so then we see the lady give a torch to like two old people. It's an old man and a whole woman, and she says some bullshit, whatever the language is, you know. I'm not repeating the language, I can't if I tried. And yeah, then, you know, basically let the festival commence. And then we meet Miss Young Lady with her red hair, Miss Isabel. And yeah, by the way, let me just gear off for a second, just in case y'all are going to watch the movie and see what Ruben looks like. Like I said, from one of the, you know, looks like a kid from off of The Hills Have Eyes. But this child in actual life is such a cute little cutie. He is so cute. Like this thing is just like a makeup kind of, whatever you call it, the plastic stuff that they put on their face and they do whatever. Because he is such a cute little boy. But anyway, I digress. So now they're back to like chilling in the grass and whatever the festival's beginning. So, you know, they just doing whatever bullshit they do for the festival. So basically, you know, everybody's joining hands and they just kind of running around. Just there's a flute going and everybody's just kind of running around, you know, joining hands and running around. So then Isabel kind of, you know, as they come near to Danny and Christian, she decides to do like a little kick where she kicks them, you know, towards the bottom because he's sitting down. And he notices her and then he's like, he asks Pele, can anybody join in this little, whatever the hell they got going on? And Pele's like, sure, go ahead. So then he gets up and leaves Danny because he just so, ugh. And then Pele's sitting there with Danny and then he's like, oh, happy birthday, by the way. And he draws her a picture where she looks like the May Queen because he draws her with the flowers on her head, like, okay, y'all remember the first time I told y'all to take notes? Hint, hint, write it down? Okay, all right. Did you write it again? All right, cool beans. So then, you know, he's like, I don't want it to look inappropriate that I gave you this little gift, even though it's just a fucking drawing. Like, boy, it ain't even that real. But she's like, yeah, no, it's cool. It's totally cool. It's no biggie. It's no biggie at all. You know, she's like, Christian did forget it's my birthday. But it's totally fine. You remembered. He forgot. And he's like, oh, shit, my bad. And she's like, no. I forgot to remind him. I forgot to remind him. That girl, what? Huh? What did I do that at? Okay. Okay, so they're all walking and talking. And, what's his name? Hold on. Simon is talking about his relationship with his girlfriend and Danny is talking about, you know, her relationship with Christian. So she's like, oh, we've been together for like 4.5 years. That's what Danny says. And Christian's like, oh, four? You know, like he said, I think he said they were together for like 3 or something like that. And she's like, actually 4.5. And he's like, are you sure? Blah, blah, blah. Just, he just keep pissing me off. Anyway, so then Simon and his girlfriend are actually engaged. So that's his fiance. So, so they are separate from the group. I guess they're staying somewhere separate from the other group. And, as they're walking towards wherever the hell they're going, they see like a cloth that has like a drawing, like a painting on it. So they're like, what is this? And basically, I guess the brother is the one who's their friend. So he's like, Ellie's brother. So he's like, oh, it's a love story. And you see like where it's a girl and she likes a guy. So then, you know, sunrise, sunset, she goes and cuts off her pubic hairs and put them in food for him to eat. And her period blood goes into a drink for him to drink. And once he eats this and drinks this, then they fall in love. Because apparently in the end, they're in love and she's pregnant.
Yeah, okay.
So they get to their house situation and it's just a whole bunch of beds. Basically, everybody sleeps in this one place that are between 18 and 36. So that's where they'll be sleeping. So apparently it's like, you know, they're like, oh, everybody sleep, you know, Mark is asking, or Josh, he's asking, you know, like, does everybody, this is where everybody sleep at? Like, explain it. So then Kelly's like, yeah, this is where everybody sleeps between the age of 18 and 36. From birth to 18, you're a child. And then from 18 to 36, you're something else. And then from 36 to 50 something, let me get these details together. Hold on. Okay, so yeah, he's saying that, you know, they think of life as like the seasons. So you're a child until you're 18, and that is spring. And then something about pilgrimage, which is between 18 and 36, which is the summer. Then 36 to 54 is working age, which is fall. And then from 54 to 72, you become a mentor. So then Danny's like, so what happens after 72? And then Ellie does, you know, the hand at the throat, which means you kick the bucket. Okay, so then you're looking around and there's like a whole bunch of like paintings on the wall and, you know, pictures and stuff everywhere. And then this girl comes in and she's like, she tells Pele, you know, they're watching Austin Powers over at some other place or whatever, which is like, oh, y'all got TVs. That's what's up. So then she kind of looks at Mark like, what's up, boy? And he's like, you know, she walks out and he's looking like, did y'all see that? You saw that, right? Yeah, that bitch, she wants a piece of me. I know it. So then Christian walks up to Danny and he's like, can I holler at you for a second? So then he takes her outside and tries to give her this dry ass piece of cake, like a little piece of a cake with a candle in it. And he started singing like, happy birthday to you. And it's like, boy, take that cake and shove it up your ass. Okay, cool. So now everybody's getting ready for bed and there's a baby crying and they put something in the baby's crib. So now they're talking about, you know, everybody's going to bed or whatever. So then they're discussing, you know, tomorrow. And Pelly is like, tomorrow's the day of the, you know, the start of the events or whatever. And they're like, so what's going to happen? And he's like, oh, I can't really explain it. You'll see for yourself. Which anytime somebody says, you go see for yourself, you already know it's going to be some bullshit. So yeah. So it's the next day and we see people outside like folding sheets. You know, it's a bright day. They're doing all kinds of stuff. It looks like they're doing yoga meditation. That's not what they're doing, but it looks like it. And they're like, you know, outside. They outside. And then we see these girls going backwards, like picking flowers backwards. And everybody, okay, is like standing, sitting. They're standing at a table, like it's a huge table. And everybody's standing up. And then, so, you know, they're asking questions, like Danny's friends and stuff, like Christian's friends, they're asking, like, you know, why are we standing up? How long are we going to stand for? Blah, 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 blah. So then this little boy comes and rings the bell, and then two old elderly people come out. They start walking out towards the table, and we're assuming these people are at the age of 72, the ripe age of 72. So then the two elderly people sit down, and everybody sits down, and they're eating, you know, having small table conversations. And then the two older people get up and they start to mumble some stuff and do like a breath thing. I should mention, every, you know, they do like this, like a quick breath thing. And that's like a thing throughout the whole movie. So yeah, they do that. And everybody's, you know, like basically looking at them, like watching them. Okay, so after they're done talking and breathing, they sit back down, and then they are carried to a destination. And Mark is like, oh, well, you know what? I'm kind of tired. I'm going to just go lay down. I'm going to see y'all later. I'm not going to whatever the hell they got going on. I'm going to just go lay down. So then he leaves, and everybody else goes to this destination. So they took the old people to the top of the mountain, and everybody else is at the bottom of the mountain. They're looking up at the top. The old people are at the top. So the people that are up there with them, you know, are preparing them for something. That's all we know at this point. So then they slice their hand, like both hands, they cut them in the middle. So they're bleeding. And then they wipe their bloody hand on a rock, both of them. And then Danny's down there looking real nervous, real anxious, because she just feels in her spirit that something is not right. Something's about to happen, and something is not right. Which, So, at the top of the mountain, after they put their blood on the stone, everybody's at the bottom, waiting. And then we see the lady step up. And we see her doing something at the top. And they're just watching her. And then she face dives down into the rocks. And then you see her body bounce back, and her face has been shattered to pieces. She is dead. She clocked out. So then everybody, of course, is, you know, they know this is what's going to happen. So they're just standing there, except for, of course, the visitors, which are Simon and his fiance, Christian, Danny, and Josh. You know, they're all freaking out. They're like, oh my God, what the fuck? What the fuck? Especially Simon. Simon and his fiance are like, no, this is crazy, da 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 da. So then the man comes and he does the same thing, and they're like, oh shit, here we go again. So, but he like dives down face, like foot first. And that was like, why would you even, dumbass, like, you trying to end this, right? Like, why would you go foot first? But anyway, so basically he was still alive when he hit the bottom. Only his foot got, like, messed up. So then he starts to holler in pain, and everybody else starts to also holler like they're in pain. And then four of them grabbed a mullet and went over to him and bashed his skull in. So four people bashed his skull in, bashed it to smithereens. He's dead. He's dead now. He also clocked out. End of his shift. Okay? So now, like I said, Simon and his fiance are freaking out. They are like, nah, this is some bullshit. Y'all should have told me about this. I would not have agreed to come and watch this bull mess. Ooh, child, it's a little nerve-wracking, I gotta say. But yeah, they're over there, you know, like, basically, like, no, didn't nobody tell me about that, you know? And so the lady is trying to explain, like, they wanted to give their lives. At 72, they don't want to die old and miserable. So they are happy doing this. They are happy giving their lives. You see that lady over there? She's pregnant. And guess what? This lady over here, her spirit is going to go into that baby. And it's like, bitch, what? You don't know that? You don't know that? Like, anyway, dumbass logic. So anyway, that's what happened. Everybody freaking out. So after the whole situation, everybody's now heading back to the village, the community, whatever. So we see them walking back, like I said, to the house or whatever. And Danny kind of gears off from the group because she's like, I just need a moment to breathe. Like, that was a lot. And then she does like the, okay. And then, so back at the house, we just see Josh and Christian. And Christian is telling Josh that, oh, you know what, dude, by the way, I meant to tell you, like, I meant to ask you, well, not ask, tell you that I'll be doing my thesis on this place. And so Josh is like, you kidding, right? Like, you ain't serious. Because the initial plan to go to Sweden was for Josh's thesis. So now Christian's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, we can collaborate, like, we can work together. But if you don't want to work together, I don't give a shit. I'm doing my thesis on here. You can either rock with it or not. I don't care. So then they both go to talk to Pelle, and Pelle's like, I already told Christian that no, we can't, y'all can't really do y'all thesis on here because, you know, we're like, everybody's like, it's like a private community, you know, you can't do your thing. And so Josh is like, oh, Christian already asked you, like, so the whole time he was really planning to do his thesis, like, he didn't even say nothing, like, it's literally going to do this. So then he's like, yeah, no, I'm gonna ask, but I'm pretty sure the answer's gonna be no. So then we see Danny, she's like packing her bags, and she's telling Pelle, you know, I gotta go, I gotta get away from here, this is too much. This is way, way too much. I just, you know, heard my parents just died, bro. Like, why would you even let me look at that? And my parents just died. Like, what is wrong with y'all? So, she, you know, she's packing up her stuff because she really thinks it's time to go. So Pele's talking to Danny and trying to get her to change her mind about trying to leave. And, you know, he's trying to get her to sniff this thing. I don't even know what the hell. But, you know, she's like, no, I'm just not in my right headspace right now. And then he's telling her, like, you know, it's cool. Like, I understand. Like, my parents died too in a fire, and I technically became an orphan. But these people are my family, and believe me, I get it. I understand. Bloody belly, blah. But she's like, well, it ain't even like that. So he's sitting there, and he's holding her hand, and she's like, what if Christian should walk in? And he's like, do you even feel like this guy cares about you? Like, do you even feel held by him? Does it even seem like he cares about you? So she's just sitting there, you know, like, ain't this your friend? Like, okay. So then we see the next scene where we're seeing they're burning the body of the two elderly people. And they're showing us, like, everything. And I'm just like, why y'all showing us everything, like their smushed up heads? Well, we gotta see it. Well, we gotta see it. So yeah, anyway, so then it looks like everybody is in bed, everybody's sleeping in Stark, and then Danny wakes up and she sees Mark and Christian and everybody basically sneaking out to leave. They're all packed up and they're leaving, and she's still laying down. So then she gets up and she goes outside and she sees them leaving in the car, and she's like, she does like a wait, but you can't hear anything come out her mouth, and then smoke starts coming out her mouth, and then you're seeing disturbing images. Go watch the movie to see the disturbing images. But then you see that it's like a dream. It's just like, basically, it was just a picture. What is it? What do you call it? Figment of your imagination. And yeah, everybody's still there. So then the girl, Isabel, I'm sorry, she's sitting in her bed and she got something in her hand. And then she gets up and she's like, I'm about to go put it on his bed. So apparently she really liked Christian. She got a thing for him. So then she get up and she decide to go put whatever the hell she got in her hand under his bed. And Josh sees it. Okay, so now it's the next morning. And we see, like, okay, so we hear like a Swedish song going. Ugh, it just makes my head hurt. But anyway. And then we see them taking out the ashes of the two elderly people and putting it into like this tree situation. Okay, so then we see Pelle outside working in the garden or whatever the hell, messing with the weeds and shit, flowers. And then Josh and Mark walk over to him and Josh is like, so what's up with the thesis situation? Like, can I do the bitch or what's that? So Pele's like, yeah, you can do it. You just can't mention, you know, nothing about this damn creepy ass place. Because, of course, then people will come and shut that shit down. But anyway. So then he's like, yeah, you know, okay, cool. And then he's like, Pele's like, oh, but you got to split it with Christian or whatever. And Josh is like, sure, whatever. So then Christian comes over. No, Josh asks Pele about the thing that I've been calling her Isabel. Her name is Maya. Her real name is Isabel. Her name is Maya in the damn show. But yeah, so he asks her, what is this thing? And he's like, it's a love spell. So, you know, she's trying to get that man to fall in love with her. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Christian comes over and then, you know, Pele tells him the same thing he tells Josh. You can go ahead and do your thesis, but y'all got to split it and blah, 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 blah. So he's like, oh, that sounds amazing. Even though he's a fucking asshole. But yeah, so then they're there standing. And then Pele is like, I think my sister likes you because Maya is Pele's sister. And then Mark goes and keys on the little tree shit that they just put the ancestors, like the old people ashes in. He was over there pissing. And I'm like, bitch, of all the places for you to piss, why you gotta go over there and piss? Like, why? Of all the places. You could piss in the bush over there. You could piss in the bathroom. Why are you pissing on this specific tree trunk? Like, come on now. So then, of course, he's like, you know, somebody from the one of the members from the cult, because that's what this shit is. They're like, why would you piss on the tree? Da, 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 da. And he's like, what's the problem? Like, it's just a fucking dead ass tree. And they're like, that's where our ancestors are. Nee, 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 nee. Okay, so then, you know, Pele's trying to explain it to Mark, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So then we see another scene where Connie, who is Simon's fiance, is walking into, you know, the little house situation where they got all the beds and shit. And she has her bags packed and she's telling Danny that she's leaving. She's like, okay, it's nice to meet you, but I'm about to peace out. So then she gets out and one of the members comes to her and they're like, he's like, Simon already left and he's sending the truck back for you, but he had to leave and they're coming back to get you. And she's like, that's a bunch of bullshit. And he's like, yeah, no, you know, the truck only holds two people at a time. So that's how they had to do it. So then she gets upset and she walks away. And he tells Danny, the cult member, tells Danny, then it's going to be right in a little bit. Okay, so then we see Danny go to Christian to tell him, like, what happened with Simon. And she's like, Simon left without Connie. And, of course, Connie's upset, blah, blah, blah. So she's telling Christian, he's like, oh, that sucks. Is she all right? Damn. And then he, like, before she came to him, he was asking one of the members some questions about, you know, like, the community and stuff. And then he just went back to, like, okay, so, yeah, back to the bullshit question of asking. And she's just looking at him like, you don't care about nobody. Like, you literally don't give a shit about nobody. So after that, we see her walking away, walking around. And one of the ladies by, I guess, the little kitchen calls to her and is like, excuse me, do you want to come help us in the kitchen? And she's like, sure, what are we making? You know, she went up in there and they're like, they're making meat pies. And then we see the sister, Maya, she has made a meat pie and they're like focusing on her and focus on her meat pie. And what did we say about the pubic hairs? Okay, meat pies? Food? Okay, all right, cool beats. Okay, so then we see Josh is in the sacred house or whatever, where they are in the yellow house, I don't know, where they have all these books or whatever, their Bibles or whatever. So the elder, the gentleman, the member, is explaining to him like what is in the book and what it's about. And then he tells him that it is, you know, by paintings that Reuben does, which is the disabled child, and they interpreted it. So then Josh is like, what happens with these books once Reuben is no longer here, you know, after he passes away? And do you have to wait, you know, do you have to wait for another person that looks like Reuben? And he basically is like, no, we can just make another Reuben because he's a product of inbreeding, a product of incest. So we can just make another one, you know, because basically they're considered like unclouded or whatever. So then Josh is like, can I take a picture? And he's like, hell to the fuck no. And then Josh is like, okay, my bad. And then they hear somebody screaming. So we keep hearing the screaming, but we don't know where it's coming from. And of course, Connie is nowhere to be seen. And then the members are telling, you know, Danny and Christian and Josh and whoever, they're telling them that, you know, they kind of dropped her off with Simon. So they're both gone back home. They're on their way home. So then we see them all sitting together at a dinner, you know, for dinner or supper or whatever. And we notice that Christian's drink, it's a little bit more pink tinted than everybody else's drink. So we talked about the pie, right? Pubic hair? Drink? Pink tinted period blood? Okay. So, of course, you know, Danny's still concerned about Simon leaving Connie without telling her. And so she's asking, like, why would Simon do that? And then, you know, she's quietly eating or whatever. And then she says, I could, you know, like, she looks at Christian and she's like, I could see you doing that. And he was like, what the fuck does that mean? And we all know, like, bitch, she right. She is so right. You sure would do some bullshit like that for real, because you such a fucking asshole. So they're sitting, eating, and then Josh asks Christian, so did you learn about the Ruby Rockin' or something like that? And he's like, oh, so now you want to collaborate. Now you want to talk to me. And then Josh is like, oh, you know what? Fuck it. I don't even know why I'm asking your asshole ass. Fuck it. Don't worry about it. So then Christian starts eating his pie and he has a pubic hair in it, which I already told y'all that was going to happen. But anyway, and then Mark is looking across from them and sees the guy that was very upset that he peed on the tree. So he's like, man, he's so upset. He's so mad. Is he going to kill me? Da, 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 da. So then the girl comes, the one girl that was like, he thinks likes him. And she's like, come with me for a second. Let me holler at you for a second. Just come with me. And he's like, huh? And she's like, just come. Let me show you something. So then he tells, you know, the rest of them, I'm about to go with her for a second. I'll see y'all in a minute. Okay, so then we see Josh, like, they're getting ready to go to bed. And Josh goes into bed with shoes on. So after that, we see him get up out the bed and he goes back to the place where he was looking at the book. And he is taking pictures of the book. And then you can see from the glass, because he's in front of like a glass. And then you can see from the glass that somebody has entered the room. So then he turns around and he thinks it's Mark. So then he turns around and he's like, Mark, we're not supposed to be in here. Close the door, da da da. So then out of nowhere, somebody hits him upside the head and he is knocked out cold. He is, let's just call him dead at this point. And you can see the person comes to look over him and you can see there's just somebody that has Mark's face on their face. So Mark is also no longer with us. Okay. Okay, so now they're back eating again. I guess it's breakfast time. And, you know, Danny's like, so did Mark ever come back? You know, where's he at? And where's Josh as well? You know, and then Christian's like, I don't give a fuck where Josh is. So then one of the people from the community, one of the members, they're like, the book of whatever, Ruby Rotten, is missing. And we ain't mad. We ain't mad. But if you got it, just put it back. Can you just put it back? I'm not saying nothing. I'm not upset. Just put it back, okay? So then, you know, of course, they're looking at the guests. And they go and approach them and they're like, okay, so if you guys, you know, did it, just, we ain't saying nothing, just put it back. And they're like, your friend Josh is missing and so is Mark. So we're kind of suspicious of both of them. So then Christian's like, yeah, you know what? I don't know about Mark. Mark, no. But Josh, yeah, he probably would do some bullshit like this. And we are not associated with him. He is nothing. He has nothing to do with us. We are not him. He is not us. He probably the one that did it. So then they're like, okay, cool. So Pele's like, okay, I'm gonna go try to figure it out. And Pele leaves Danny and Christian. So then the members tell Danny to go with the women, you know, today you're gonna be doing activities with the women. And Christian, you go over here to this house situation over here. So then he leaves Danny. He's like, you good? And he leaves her to go to the house and she leaves to go with the women. And it looks like they made some kind of drink because, you know, they just be making these drinks with their herbs and shit. And all the women are dressed in, well, they've been dressed in white, but they basically put Danny in the same kind of white dress that they wearing. And they all got this flower shit on their head and they're all getting a little bit of this drink. Okay, so Danny is with the women, and they're about to do some kind of dance thing. So they gather around, it's about maybe 30 of them, and everybody else who's watching, they're sitting on the outskirts in the grass. But before they do that, let me just say, they, you know, Danny asks one of the women, she was like, what is this drink? And the girl is like, well, it's just a special tea for, you know, for this dancing shit. So then they drink it and they breathe, you know, and then they, you know, go line up to dance. So then Danny's looking down at her foot and it looks like she's blending in with the grass. You know, apparently she's back in this high state. So they start doing the dance shit. And then we go back to Christian, who is in the house, whatever that house is. And he's surrounded by pictures, and the pictures look like pictures of flowers, like big pictures of flowers that look similar to like a vagina to me. And then there's one directly in front of him that is a bear on fire. And then when the woman comes in and she tells him to come into the next room. So then they're sitting down. It's real quiet. And he's like, I didn't do nothing. I don't know where Josh is. Whatever happened, it ain't got nothing to do with me. So then she's like, how do you feel about Maya? So he's like, I don't know. What about her? I don't know how to feel about her. And then she's like, how do you feel? You know, let me know what's up. And he's like, I think I ate one of her pubic hairs. And then she's like, that's probably right. Weird. And then we go back to Danny at the dance competition. Okay, so they're dancing around and apparently, you know, people fall out because I guess that's what the drink does. It makes them a little bit looser so that they'll fall out. And then they're dancing and dancing. We see Christian come back and he sits down amongst the rest of the people. And then Danny is in the last eight. So they're like, woo, eight. And she's like, haha, I'm so excited, eight. So then she looks over at Christian and she sees him look like he's just freaking out for whatever reason. And then Maya, of course, was one of the ones that fell out and was like, I guess I'm out. Did you see that, Christian? I'm out. And then she goes to sit down. So yeah, now they're back to dancing again, the eight of them. One of the ladies also came and gave Christian a drink, and she was like, oh, here, Christian, this is for you. And he was like, what is this? And she was like, oh, it's just spring water with special properties to open you up and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, no, I ain't gonna drink that. And she was like, no, it's cool. It's cool. Drink it. So they're dancing around and dancing around until at some, you know, it just looks like they're starting, you know, Danny's starting to fade out and blah, blah, blah. And then she starts to talk to one of the girls and she's like, I don't speak Sweden. And then she starts to talk in Sweden and she's like, I'm talking, you're understanding me, I understand you, blah, blah, blah. So they're just looking real tired, dancing around. And then there's three of them. And then the other girl knocks into another girl. And now it's just Danny standing by herself. So apparently she has won and she is the May Queen. So everybody runs up to her and they're like, yeah, congratulations, you're the May Queen. And, you know, they're all happy or whatever. And they're taking pictures of her and putting more flowers on her. And Christian's just the only one standing by himself. And she's just looking at him like, so you're not even gonna like come over here and congratulate me for whatever this bullshit is. He's just like standing there. Okay, so the flowers that they put on her head, it looks like it's breathing. Yeah, the flowers looks like it's breathing. And then she is, you know, going through and everybody's looking at her like, oh my God, I'm so happy. Congratulations. La-di-da. And then she thinks she's like one of the people that walks by her is her mother. So she's like, Mom? Mom? And then Pele comes to her and he's like, oh my God, congratulations, and kisses her on the mouth. Okay, so next they tell her to stand on this throne thing and she stands on it and they carry her to the dinner table. So then she's sitting on the chair. And of course, Christian is still left behind. And then she's sitting on the chair and everybody's waiting for her. Like the chair's covered in flowers that are like looking like they're breathing, like I said. She's sitting down and everybody's waiting for her to eat, for them to eat. So then she starts eating. She sees Christian sit down last, of course. And she starts eating. So they start eating. On this table, it looks like one of the food looks like a woman, like boobs and a head. Child, watch this damn movie. Oh, and as they were walking her over to the table, well, the butchers in the background looked like the face of her sister with the tube, the exhaust tube connected to it. So yeah, if you want to watch the movie just to see that little part, yeah, it's always a thing. And now everything's kind of wobbling where it looks like you're losing your shit as you're watching a movie. Like, you don't know whether it's the movie that's moving or are you tripping, basically, is what everything's looking like right now. So they got an errand and they tell her, you know, like the fish errand, and they tell Danny, you have to eat the errand whole. It's for good luck. So then they try to put it in her mouth and she spits it on the ground and they're like, bam. So then she's looking at Christian. Never mind. She wasn't looking at him. But he's sitting over there looking hella crazy. Like, he just looked like he lost his best friend. And he just looked hella crazy. Like, he just going through it. So then he asks the gentleman next to him. He's like, what is going on? And the man just kind of claps in his face. And then it kind of looks just like everything for him looks way worse. Like, everything just looks more like it's all moving or crazy, you know. He's just going through it. And then he sees Maya get up and walk away from the table, and he's looking at her, while also one of the girls sitting next to Danny is like, oh, you're family now, we're all family now, we're like sisters. Okay, so then the woman who's like she's like the leader woman, let's call her that, the leader woman, she tells Danny it's time. You know, she's like, it's time for the May Queen to bless the crops and stocks or whatever. So then she's like, can Danny come with me? No, not Danny. Can Christian come with me? And the lady's like, no, you got to do it alone. So then they, you know, she gets up and then there's this little girl throwing flowers, like a flower girl, as she's walking. And they put her in like this wagon, and then they ride her away. And then we see another woman coming around the corner with some flowers that she laid on the ground, leading up to Christian sitting at a table. And then she's telling him, like, follow the fucking flowers. So Danny's walking around, you know, blessing the crops and shit. And then we see Christian at, you know, so we're at wherever the flowers had led. So there's a gentleman there, and he has like a little pot of smoky stuff or whatever. And he tells Christian to, you know, breathe it in for your vitality. And then, you know, something else making him high again. So then he shows him to a door, and he opens the door. And in the door is Maya laying in the middle on the ground, naked. And she is, behind her are women, you know, kind of lined up together, kind of holding hands or whatever the hell. And they are also naked. Ass and titties everywhere. Saggy ass and titties, by the way. Saggy ass and titties. She is laid on the ground. And then he's looking like... And then we see her start to open her legs to welcome him to come to her. All right. Okay. So while Danny's out still blessing the plants and the trees and the grass or whatever, we see Christian in there now. He's on top of Maya, and you know, he kissed her first, and then he's over here humping. And then the ladies are like humming, and then they start to hum as she's mourning. They start to moan as well. Like, it's just weird as fuck. So yeah, that's what they're doing. So, of course, Danny comes back and she hears the moaning, like she hears the women, you know, humming and shit. And she's like, so what's going on over there? So then the girl that's with her, she's like, nah, don't even worry about that. That ain't got nothing to do with us. Just mind your business. So then Danny's like, sure. And she walks away to go look at what's going on over there. So she goes to the place and she peeps through the peephole. And sees that, of course, it's Christian over there with a girl doing whatever the hell. And then she gets upset and she starts to throw up and she is so distraught. So then, of course, the women all rush beside her and they try to comfort her and grieve with her. So then she starts to cry and scream, and they also start to cry and scream like they're feeling her pain. Okay, so Christian's still there, humping and pumping. And then, you know, Maya's telling him to finish. So then he gets done and he gets up and she starts to rock with her leg closed, talking about, I feel it. I feel a baby. Like, bitch, shut up. Anyway, so then he gets scared and he runs out, and he's running outside naked. And he's trying to figure out where to go because there's people outside. And then there's, you know, the women over by where Danny is crying. And so he goes to like a chicken coop. Oh, wait, not before he saw that Josh's foot was buried in one of the gardens. So in the coop, he sees that Simon is in there. And his organs are outside his body, still moving, still breathing. But he's like spread eagle, and obviously he's dead and his organs are outside his body. It's so creepy. I'm telling y'all, just go look at the movie. It's freaking creepy. Okay. So then he turns, like he goes to look at Simon a little bit closer. And then when he turns around, one of the gentlemen, from the cult, of course, blows some dust in his face, and then he passes out. Okay, so then we hear the voice of a lady, and she's like, Christian, wakey. So then she opens his eyes and she tells him, you can't talk and you can't move. So you're paralyzed and you're deaf. You're dumb. So basically, he's in a wheelchair. And then one of the gentlemen starts to talk, and he's like, this is the time of whatever the hell, reciprocity and blah, blah, blah. And they basically, for the 9 days of the festival, they give 9 lives. So then they're like, there's 4 new blood that is, you know, already like people from outside, 4 of them, which of course we know is Josh, Mark, Connie, and Simon. Those are the 4 new bloods. And then there's 2 people that are already dead from their cult. And then there's 2 people that volunteer. And then they're like, he's like, they're going to do a drawing for somebody else, a random person from the cult to be sacrificed, or for Christian to be sacrificed. And basically it will be up to the May Queen, who is Danny, to choose between the person that is chosen from the raffle or Christian. Okay, then we see them wheeling like on the neck. Okay, oh wait, you know what? Let me wheel back. So we see Christian, because they mentioned who the random person was, which was Tubion or whatever, and so there's like between Tubion and Christian, Danny, you know, who do you choose? Take your time, blah blah blah. So she is sitting there staring at Christian, and she's like staring at him, staring into his soul. And then we cut to the next scene where we see them taking, like, wheeling all the bodies of the already dead sacrifices into this house full of hay. And then we see them disemboweling a bear. And then we see them put Christian next to the bear. And then we see the Christian inside of the bear. And then they put Christian inside of the house full of hay. So apparently Christian has been chosen as the 9th sacrifice to die for whatever the hell reason they talk about blending in, whatever. Anyway, he's the 9th sacrifice. Okay, so then they give the 2 alive sacrifices. They give them something to, you know, say, okay, this is going to make you not feel no pain. You're going to be straight. We promise you're going to be straight. And then they come in and they set the place on fire. So now the place is burning, and yep, it's everybody inside is burning to a crisp. So the 2 gentlemen that are still alive, of course, they start to scream because whatever bullshit they gave them did not work. So yes, they are feeling the fucking pain. So they start to scream. And then everybody who's outside also starts to act like they're feeling the pain. They're like, they're moving around, screaming and rolling around like, bitch, y'all don't feel shit. Like, what is this? And then of course they show us Christian and the bear, you know, the bear body, and he is burning to a crisp, but he can't move, he can't scream, he's just dying and feeling pain, but he can't do nothing. And then Danny is like covered in flowers. She's like covered in flowers from head to toe, like so many flowers. So she's dragging the flowers on her, and she is crying and screaming. Like, she is crying and wailing and walking along with the flowers. And, you know, it seems like she's very sad at first. Okay, and then she stops screaming and sees that the house is burnt to a crisp, and she starts to smile. And that is the end of the movie. Yay! So yeah, once again, thank you guys so much for listening. This is the end of the commentary for Midsommar. As I always tell you guys, go follow me on all my social media platforms. They are in the description for the episode. And also note that this podcast is on almost every podcast platform. So you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. For the next movie, I have decided that I'm going to do a poll, and I'm going to be putting the poll on TikTok and Instagram. So be sure to go on to Instagram or TikTok and do the poll, okay? Maybe I'll put it on Facebook too and Twitter, but I don't really have any followers on those. So TikTok or Instagram is definitely where you can go if you want to get in on that poll and choose the next movie, because I did not select one because I figured I'll just let you guys select one for me. So yeah, thanks again for listening. I appreciate you guys so much. Have a wonderful day. And remember, this is going to be once a month now because I have a new podcast, In Time Crime. Be sure to check it out if you are a true crime fanatic. Yeah, so you guys have a wonderful day, and I will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.